Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
There's someone at the door. Can you hear that? They're knocking. Should we let them in?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hang on, can you step out for a sec
and
let them in?
Yeah, oh, well, I have to.
All right, see you, Ellie. Enjoy. I'm going to do the catch up with someone else.
Bye, see ya.
All right, come in.
All right.
Oh, E-Chain. E-Chain's at the door.
Yo, this thing on, yo.
E-Chain, how are you today?
Yeah, good, bud. Good,
you feeling good?
Good. Yep.
This is your biggest,
back.
You know, it's your biggest day of the year.
It is. Yeah, mate. I do raps, political correspondent raps. And last night was a big night. Federal budget handed
every
down.
Every time there's a Fed budget, you come in the next day and do a rap. So thank you very much for your time this morning, first of all.
You're so welcome.
Second of all, are you okay to do the rap? Are you feeling good?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Good. Been in training. Had a late night last night because I was up riding it.
You sound it. You also sound a bit nervous.
I'm very nervous. It's stressful.
Oh, your voice just changed.
Sorry. Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Well, coming up next, you're going to be performing the federal budget rap.
Yeah.
You're going to break it down in layman's terms for all of us. Well, not really layman's terms because you rap it.
Yeah. Nah, just making it cool.
I don't even know what layman's term is. I've just heard people say it before. What is that?
People getting laid, man. No, actually, I don't think it is that.
That's
E-Chain coming.
With layman's terms, just means broken down to simple
English.
Yeah. Break it down to layman's rap English then.
All right, enjoy the catch up. There's plenty of other fun stuff in here too. Oh, sorry, I'm being gangster.
Yeah,
plenty of other dope stuff in here too.
All right, we'll get out for a sec and I'm going to invite you back in next.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
You're waking up with Josiah and E-Chain this morning. E-Chain the rapper back for another morning because, of course, the federal budget was handed down last night, guys, and politics sucks.
Yeah, for most of us that don't know what's going on, E-Chain breaks it down into rap. She did an amazing performance last year. The rap's come a bit earlier this year because the budget's been brought forward because the Fed election, which is rumoured to be next month.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
I'm nervous this morning. This is a tough one. I feel like I'm probably going to make a few errors along the way. We are doing it live and we are on Instagram live as well. So if you follow us on Hit GV, you can watch it. I'm wearing my Chains the Rapper.
Where did you get that top from?
It was my Secret Santa from Sam in the Office.
I like that.
Yep.
No, move aside, Chance the Rapper. We've got Chains the Rapper. So Hit GV is the place to go if you want to watch us live. Are you ready to go? Do we take it away?
Yeah.
So you are doing it to Eminem this morning?
Yep. He wrote Cleaning Out the Closet. E-Chain wrote Putting Out the Budget.
Well, Goulburn Valley, without further ado, I welcome to the stage E-Chain with the Fed budget rap. Take it away.
Have you ever understood? Oh, no, hold on. We just got away. Have you ever understood a word the treasurer says when he gets up at that podium and gives his full budget press? Neither have I. I won't lie. It's so boring, I cry. So let's make it fun. Turn it into a mad tight rhyme. Josh Frydenberg is the dude, the man who lays it all out. Says there's more winners than losers. That's what liberals all about. Apprentices get more jobs, 2 extra G's for a milestone. Small businesses, winners too, they're right off bracket. It has grown. Infrastructure's a big one. We get more roads. Here in Shep got a new bypass for those trucks with their loads. I hear you now. You like E-Chain, why you holding out? Do I get money? That's the only thing I'm concerned about. You said you wanted tax cuts.
Woo!
Well, straight your day heard you. You get an extra G in your wallet, cause tonight we're putting out the budget.
We thought
we'd be in surplus. Well, straight your day ain't true. But we just fall bill in the red. Yet tonight we putting out the budget. Guess I should state that extra G, it is under condition. You don't earn too much now. It's for low income positions. Cutoffs at 90K if you're above that. Hey, think of us paupers living life on the minimum wage. It's gonna be cheaper too if you wanna visit your doc. And more funding for carers, cause let's face it, they rock. Mental health is getting a focus, so if you need a mentor, please welcome a new Echuca Headspace Center. Not everyone is a winner, though. Some people got hit, like refugees gotta wait 12 months for their benefit. Banks are gonna suffer with their regulators, and of course, Labor's probably gonna be your head. You said you wanted tax cuts. Well, straight your day heard you.
They heard you.
You get an extra G in your wallet, cause tonight we're putting out the budget.
Oh yeah.
Putting up
we thought we'd be in surplus.
Surplus.
Well, Australia, that ain't true.
It ain't true. It ain't true.
But we just fall bill in the red. Yet tonight we putting out the budget.
Yeah, we're putting out the budget.
Federal budget 2019 gonna be in surplus by 2020.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. That is E-Chain rapping live here on Hit 96.9 Goulburn Valley. We are very blessed not only to have a budget given it to us last night, but to have it broken down in rap. That was amazing. How you feeling, E-Chain?
Yeah, like as per usual, I'm going to need to go have a quick little vom because I am out of breath.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Kanye West is now officially a stand-up comedian. How good is this? So the other day, Ellie, he did announce that he was bringing his Sunday services to Coachella on Easter Sunday. So he's a man of many talents. That's where he's performing his music live with a gospel choir.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
It was really cool. The audio is unbelievable. Now, for the first ever time, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, what season are we up to now? 15?
Like, yeah, 14, 18, 15, something in the teens.
I think
mid-teens.
We're up to 65. Anyway, Kanye, for the first time ever, he distanced himself from the show. He doesn't like to be a part of it. Mm. He's finally making an appearance on the show as a regular person. So he does those diary entries.
Oh, yeah.
And he's. I've seen some of the clips from the show. I haven't watched it myself, but I know a few people have. People around the office, around the GV, are loving it because it's the Kardashians.
Yeah. Do you reckon he gets paid? To be honest, because they would get paid, right, as regular cast members.
Yeah, well, they get paid as a family from E! Channel for being on the show, and I'd say they'd split that. And because he's with Kim, I'd say he'd get some of her money because they're married. Anyway, what I find the best about Kanye appearing on the show is he's playing the funny guy role.
Oh, so great. Kanye,
so Kanye isn't just Kanye. He's the funny guy. So he is apparently taken up a new career as a comedian. He's got this to say about being a funny guy now on the show.
This is my first time doing this. I'm not actually attempting to do good.
So
not even attempting to go good. Not saying that I'm not going to be good. I'm not attempting to be good.
So he doesn't sound overexcited about being the funny guy, but he's willing to give it a crack, which is what I love about him because he's Kanye. So I thought, what happens if Kanye was Seinfeld and the two worlds collided? So I put this little song together that
You'll
he does.
You'll be my American boy. Tell a walk, walk, blah.
This is the number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get
Yeah,
down.
It sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Right now. Just mixing comedy with music.
Absolutely doesn't work at all. So what I did do, though, that does work is I got some of his zingers from the show. These are actual lines from the first episode of The Kardashians that premiered the other day of him being the funny guy, and I combined it with Seinfeld music to show how good he is as a stand-up comedian. Have a listen to this one.
Kanye is always going to be Kanye, and I'm never trying to change that. I mean, that's who I fell in love with.
Who's your favorite husband?
You.
I mean, good gear, Kanye. She's had three husbands before. He's making a joke about how many husbands she's had.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He's good. Pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon he's got a stand-up career yet?
I mean, he hasn't sold me.
Oh, well, he came out with this singer as well.
Part of the reason why I even thought about or considered doing this this recording, like, what do you call it, this interview? This interview is because of the movie The Incredibles. It starts off with the interviews. The superheroes are giving interviews. The wife got a big butt, and I just see our life becoming more and more and more like The Incredibles until we can finally fly.
Oh, he is on fire, the boy.
He needs to get a new writer. If he's going to pursue this career, he needs someone else to write him jokes for him.
Oh, tune in if you want to see Kanye Seinfeld of Keeping Up with the Kardashians season 155.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Jay, I'm afraid I need to seek your advice.
You know when you need my advice, there's only one thing you do with Uncle Josiah, Uncle Puppy Josiah. Let's jump into the shower, Ellie. So if I'm going to just fire it up a bit, turn the coal on first because I'm safe. You don't want to be too hot because then you'll get burnt.
So true. You don't want to waste water though.
Can you put some hot water on now, please? How are you feeling? Warm?
No, feeling very uncomfortable.
Oh, my clothes are on. What's your problem today?
That's true. Talk to me. Before I tell you this story, I just want to ask you a question straight out. Is it okay to break the law if you're doing a good deed?
Yes.
Okay.
Depends what it is though.
Okay. Well, this has happened to me yesterday. So I was driving home from work along Wyndham Street, and I drove past something that caught my eye. And it was lying on the ground behind a row of parked cars just out near the courthouses.
A junkie?
No. It was a hat. And this hat was no normal, regular hat. It was a policeman's hat.
Keep going. Okay, I'm all ears. Sorry.
Have you had any more questions?
No, no. I was just about to wash my face in the shower.
Okay. Yeah. Can you put the loofah down? We're in the middle of something here.
It's good under the arms. No. It always feels nice.
Can you stop loofing yourself? Okay.
Why? Can I just a little side? When you loofah yourself, why when you scrub under your arms, it's not ticklish, but then when someone tickles you, it is?
Because you can't tickle yourself.
Good point.
Okay.
Well, can you loofah for me?
No, no. So anyway, I see this policeman's hat lying on the ground. And in the distance, I see a policeman who'd been walking along the street and he just disappeared around the corner. And I was in my car and I was like, oh God, what am I going to do here? I've got to get this policeman hat back to him. Because what if some random came and picked up that hat and then impersonated a police officer?
Oh, it's a hat. They don't have a badge.
No, but like they could get the rest of the costume from the costume shop. And then they could go out impersonating police officers. And then this poor cop who's accidentally dropped his hat is going to get the blame for it all.
Oh, I'm sorry, but if you're a cop that didn't realise you lost your cop hat, I don't know if you're fit for the job at the moment.
Hey, it was a windy day yesterday.
I think you should know when your cop hat is blown off.
Maybe it just like it had it tucked into his belt or something and it fell off. I don't know the circumstances in which he dropped his hat. Anyway, so in order to pull over and get the hat so I could take it back to him, I had to park in a no parking zone. So like outside the courthouses, there was a row of bins lined up and the only free spot was in front of these bins where you're not supposed to park.
So what did you do?
So I had this ethical dilemma and that's why I want to know if I've done the right thing. That's why I'm getting you in the shower today.
I've got an easy and obvious answer here, so I don't know why we're in the shower, but let's find out what you did first.
Oh, I kind of want to hear what you think first.
No, let's find out what you did because I feel like you did the wrong thing.
I pulled over. I had all these like images of grandeur in my head, like this, like what it was going to be like when I walked into the cop shop with this hat. Like, here you go, guys. I got this for you. And so I pulled over into the no standing zone. I parked up my car and I got out and I walked over to the hat. As I did, though, someone else had seen the hat. A carload of two dudes pulling into Aldi. And I saw them stop and look at it. One of them got out, picked up the hat. And off they went before I could get there.
They didn't give it to the cop?
Well, no, because the cop had gone by this stage. I knew if I'd picked up the hat, I was going to have to go into the cop station.
So they took it home. They got a little souvenir.
That's the thing. Awesome. Are these the people who are going to be impersonating the police officer?
Are you sure it was a police officer's hat? Like you saw the cop? Because it could have been a stripper hat.
It was definitely a police officer hat.
Okay, this is what you should have done and what you could have done.
What?
You had no issue at all to pull over in a no parking zone.
Well, I did. I had the ethical dilemma in my head and that's why I was like, I'm going to have to just hire a shower about
imagine
this.
If you got done for pulling over in no parking, but you're helping out the officer of the law.
Exactly.
So you're not going to get in trouble.
Exactly. That was my thinking.
Because imagine if you handed it, hey, you dropped this, sir. Yeah. And he goes, by the way, thank you, but I'm going to fine you. He's not going to do that. He's going to say thank you and you quickly get in your car, move on, it's okay.
But then what's the line? What if I just parked my car in the middle of the intersection?
Who cares? You just wouldn't do that, though.
I'd fine me if I was the cop, if I did that. No parking zone, it's okay.
First of all, cops don't fine you for no parking. That's the parking inspector, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wouldn't that have sucked? If I'd given the cop his hat back and then the parking inspector comes along and be like, mate, this is my jurisdiction, you are getting a fine.
That's when you say to the cop, hey, can I borrow your gun for a sec?
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
This is huge. The royals have joined Instagram.
Yeah, so haven't they not been allowed to? I remember when Meghan Markle was becoming part of the family, they said, sorry, delete all your socials.
And she did?
She did,
yeah. There's something in that.
What you have to give up.
Yeah, for your partner.
Yeah.
There's a huge thing because she had all sorts of naughty photos on her Instagram.
Did she?
Yeah. You've seen the scene out of that movie. I'm pretty sure she had that on there as well.
Oh.
They've joined. If you want to follow them, at Sussex Royal. I like the name. I'm on their account now. It says the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, the official Instagram of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. It's hard to say.
It's a big week for people getting on the socials. We talked about ScoMo getting on Snapchat yesterday. Now the royals are on Insta. God.
Well, there
what's
you
next?
Go. Snapchat's been out for ages. The PM's only just jumped on. He's late to the party with that, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Let alone, this is what I want to talk about this morning. When were you late to the party? Because Instagram's been huge now for what, 5+ years? Way more than 5 years now, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I remember I got it in 2008 or 2009.
No, that's Facebook.
No, I got Facebook in 2008. Insta. Actually, sorry. No,
Insta
you're right.
Was a few years after that.
2011, I remember having it.
I reckon 2013 for me, 2014.
I had it and I didn't know how to use it properly. So I remember taking a photo of a beach and that was my first photo.
Do you remember Hipstagram?
No.
Was like, they stuffed up big time. Hipstagram was before Instagram and it was the same idea, except you could put better filters on it and you used to make your photos cool from it. But it never took off. Instagram took the idea and look where they are now.
There you go. Hipstagram.
That's what happens.
They'd be kicking themselves.
That's what happens when you're a hipster. Yeah. Sucked in.
Twirling their mustaches in.
They would be drinking gin.
Yeah.
They've put one photo up. It's already got 367,000 likes on the photo.
Why can't we get that many likes on our photos on the HitGV account?
So we started the show this morning, half an hour ago, just over half an hour. They had 614,000 followers.
Yeah.
Half an hour later, they've got 922,000 followers. So I reckon the next half they'll hit a mil.
Can you make us feel better about our lives and go and follow us on Instagram? We're as cool as the Royals. If not cooler, I'm putting it out there.
Well, what does HitGV have? We've got 3,250. Come on, guys, get it up to a million. If you're listening right now, get on there, follow. We do great stuff like the April Fool's Day stitch-up.
Yeah.
You can see it right now. But what I want to talk about this morning is what were you late to the party on? The Royals are about, what, 6-7 years too late to the party with Instagram? We've been doing it for ages, guys. Catch up.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm always fashionably late to parties. But I didn't try pork until I was 19.
Religious reasons?
Nah. My mum just hated the fact that when she was a kid, her mum used to cook pork with the nipples of the pig on still.
Yuck.
And so it put her off it for life. So she never cooked it for us going up. Boom.
Fun fact, pork is the dirtiest meat.
Deliciousest though.
I don't know. I'm not a big pork eater.
Get some pork on your fork, bro.
Well, I ordered some HelloFresh and I cooked a meal last night because I'm such a chef. And they had pork sausages for me and I don't really love it. So I was like, you know what? I'll try to give it a crack. Overrated.
Pork you.
Pork off.
13, 12, 16. Did you take ages to come to the party with something? Everyone else has been doing it forever, but you were just like, nah, I'll try it in 10
years'
time.
You know what? Didn't have my first alcoholic beverage till I was 19 years old.
Well, of course, the legal age is 18, so yep, okay, you're a year late to the party.
Well, you would have been 14.
Okay, all right. No, thank you. I mean, I was there at all the parties. Kate from Shep, has this happened to you?
You're not going to believe this, but up until probably about 2 weeks ago, I just never tried eggs.
Uh-huh. Hold on. What do you mean?
Like I've never eaten one before until 2 weeks ago and I was out and one of my friends, we were out to brunch. And
I was going to say, were you out at the clubs? Like I was out at the deck and we just knocked up some Scrambo and away we went.
And she was like, oh, try this. And I was like, I ate it. And I was like, oh, what's that? She's like, an egg. I'm like, oh.
Hold
and
on.
She's like, what?
You didn't know what it was or you just had never gotten around to trying it? Was it not eaten in your household, like my pork situation? What's the deal?
Yeah, it wasn't eaten in the house. And like when I tried it, I didn't know what it was because I'd never eaten it before. So I was like, what is this? And she's like, what do you mean, what is this? And she had the same reaction as you guys. And yeah, with it.
Hang on, Katie, but eggs are in everything. Is the first time you haven't had egg on its own? Because I tell you what, if you've eaten cake or anything, you know, it's in nearly everything we eat.
Yeah, I suppose that's a good point. I mean, I haven't had it by itself before, like on its own. I've probably had it in things, I'd say.
Big question is, what was the first way you had them? Was it a scrambo? Was it poached? Was it fried? What'd you go for?
It was a scrambo, yep.
Yum.
And have you had it again since, Katie?
Nah, it's weird though. Like, I mean, it was kind of weird. Like, they're strange things, eggs, aren't they?
Well, I reckon I eat eggs on their own nearly every single day.
No.
Strange.
Really? I love that quote there. They're strange things, aren't they? Eggs. No, they're not that strange. They're pretty normal.
You're a real philosopher, Katie, aren't you?
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I just want to take you back for a second. Let's just go back in time a little bit. To the 23rd of June, 2016. What happened on that day? Any idea?
Yeah, I was 16 years old.
No, 2016.
Oh. Yeah, I know. I was 26 years old.
Cool.
It was actually the weekend. And, yep, my friend Chad picked me up.
Okay.
We went down and had a coffee. He ordered a bacon egg roll. I ordered the eggs on toast.
Yep.
And then
you opened up your newspaper and what did you read?
I read the article about... Chad, actually, we didn't get time to read the paper because a car came around the corner and hit him from behind.
This is going on too long. Brexit happened. 52% of British residents voted to leave the European Union. And that was cool. That was all well and good for them 3 years ago. The problem is it's now 2019 and they still haven't left, nor have they decided on a way to leave. And it's gotten to the point where there's been that many options tabled and put to Parliament and rejected and everything that the deadline was supposed to be April 12th, which is next week. Now they're having to push it back. Theresa May has come out and said, I need an extension because no one can decide on what we're going to do.
This is like that time in our lives in 2016 was a crazy time because I think it was around the time Trump had just been elected in.
Yeah.
And so Trump, the world was still trying to deal with Trump being elected in, and then they voted for Brexit and people were like, what is going on? That's
Very
when they
true.
Thought Pauline Hanson was going to win the next election. You know what? It's our turn this year. She could.
You never know. Got an election next month. We'll see. But basically, it seems like the British citizens now are kind of like, oh, God, why did we do this? Why did we vote to leave? Because it's just too much trouble. There's been that many. It's just been in Parliament for so long now and they can't decide anything and it's drawing out and people are getting sick of it. So I reckon if they held that referendum again now, it'd be a completely different story.
Well, why don't they?
Well, there is one of the options is just to not do anything and to just like forget it ever happened. That's one of the options that Parliament are discussing at the moment.
What's the most favoured option at the moment? What's Theresa pushing for?
Well, there isn't really a front runner. That's the problem. So there was initially 16 options of ways, and it comes down to like, you know, Brexit, but not including customs or not affecting economic ties and stuff. There's all different versions of it.
Can I ask, though, if they voted in favour of it at the time, I know there was an uproar, but if it was voted in favour, why didn't they just go through with it?
Well, that's the thing. They have said they're going through with it. They just don't know how. And that's the problem, because when they held the referendum in the first place, they didn't really tell them how they were going to go about it. It was just like, do you want to stay or do you want to leave? And then they voted leave without realising what they were getting themselves into. Oh. And that is what I want to talk about this morning. Have you committed to something without really realising what you're committing to? I know we've all done it once or twice in our lifetimes. You said earlier in the show that it was you committing to this job.
Yeah, it was. When I got offered this job, I didn't realise what the hell I was getting myself into. And when I got here and when I met you, I thought, how do I turn this around? This was my real-life Brexit situation.
Yeah, I know. Call me Theresa May. My friends, Ellie and Katie, they work together. Good friends at work, but, you know, there's a difference between, like, work colleagues and out-of-work friends. You and I, obviously, there's no difference because we're the same.
Yeah, always friends.
Always friends. But lovers. They'd never really hung out outside of work, and they booked this big European trip together. Without ever having done anything outside of work. And then as soon as they did try and hang out outside of work before the trip, they realised, oh, God, this is going to be awkward. I don't actually know you that well. Went on the trip, hated every second.
Yeah, because you don't know each other. Yeah. One person wants to do one thing, the other person wants to do the other. What about something like, you know, here we go, my girlfriend Mia, her best friend, Hannah, booked a trip with a dude to Sri Lanka. They'd only been dating for a couple of months, right?
Yeah.
And then they booked it for the year after. I'm like, why is she doing that? She doesn't even know if she's going to be with him in 12 months. I'm sure, I guess we all hope for the best.
Yeah.
They broke up 3 months before they went. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Give it at least a year, guys. 13, 12, 16. Have you done this? Have you gotten in over your head a bit and committed to something and then realised, I don't want to do this anymore? Are you Brexit? Give us a call now.
Next time you're at a restaurant or a breakfast, going out for brekkie and you want to order your meal and you're indecisive about that, don't feel bad because think about Brexit. It is so much worse.
That is such a good point. So we want to take your stories this morning on 13, 12, 16 for about the times you've committed something to something and then realise that you're in too deep. Morning's announcer, Grant. Morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Well, thanks,
buddy. You're famous for jumping in too deep.
Wow. What's the time? 7 something in the morning? Goodness me.
Oh, God. Okay. When have you committed to something?
I think the most famous one is when I've joined a sporting team of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
Other than netball. Netball I love, basically. So when it's like Oztag or Touch or one of those other social sports that people play.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to join my cousin's team all the time because he'd be like, oh, do you want to play? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll have a run around. And then when it actually came to the night of doing it, I was like, do you have enough? Do I like have to come? And he's like, yes, you have to come. We don't have enough. We only got like 10 people, however many people in the team. And I'm like, damn it.
There is nothing worse than overcommitting, is there?
Oh, something like literally. That. Literally. I did that when I lived in the Gold Coast for a bit. I joined a netball team. So I was like, I'll get out and about. The girls were all horrible. I didn't fit in. I hated it. So I told them about 3 weeks in that I'd broken my toe. And then I couldn't play anymore. Hey, but I paid for the whole season.
There's another topic, the best excuses you use to get out of it.
Yeah. But give us a call if you've got a story. Let's go to Andrew from Shep. Andrew, have you overcommitted to something?
Yes, I actually committed to a pretty serious relationship with a Pakistani girl who I had to be kept secret from her family.
Whoa. Whoa, there's so many layers to this. That's hectic. Okay, so she said that her family didn't approve, and so you had to like be in secret?
Yeah, because I was a non-religious white guy, so she was over here studying, and yeah, she couldn't tell her family she was dating me, so I had to be kept secret. I didn't really realize what I was committing to because she also had curfews because she was staying with her aunt. And so that often meant she had to be home by 5 p.m. and I didn't realize how intense it was going to be. And like we could only really catch up whenever we were both at uni.
Wow. Andrew, knowing what you know now, would you have got yourself into that relationship?
No.
How long into it did you last?
Only 2 months.
Oh. Jeez, there you go. Crazy story. All right, thanks for your call, Andrew.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, we've decided that the sport of whistling is something that Australia doesn't take part in. There's a World Whistling Championships over in LA and there's no Australian team. So we had the bright idea that we maybe want to make a whistling team. We want to go to the World Championships in LA. I mean, it might be tough to get there because no one will pay for us. But, hey, we'll sort that out. Cross that bridge when we come to it. We've got to qualify first.
If we qualify and you're a travel centre that are listening right now and want sponsorship of the show, feel free to send Ellie and I.
Yeah.
We'll work something
just us,
out.
Just us. You we'll work something out. The team.
Get in touch with the station. Anyway, we got Boss Benny in yesterday.
Yeah.
And we told him our plans. If you missed it, he said he's for it.
Yeah.
But he wants to make sure that we're the real deal first. So he set us a challenge to perform at, we had an office meeting yesterday with the whole office because mm-hmm. it was Will Radley, one of the boys from the office's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent us the challenge, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly, because he was like, you guys aren't good enough, and if you impress the crowd, then I'll let you go ahead with this crazy plan. This is how it went down at the birthday party yesterday.
Now, there is a special presentation, though, today.
Right.
There is a special presentation, so I'd like to hand over to Josiah and Ellie, who might have a special presentation.
You didn't get a great cake, so we thought we'd present something for you.
3, 2, 1.
Yes. We're on, we're on, we're on.
We carried you there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Even listening back to that, I wanted to applaud us because we were so good. We're tuneful. We've got good air pressure coming out of our lips. Yeah. I reckon we're a shoo-in for the
I mean, there was
champs.
A little moment at the start. Oh, forget about that bit. Yeah. We came through with the goods at the end. So what's next? Now that we've proven our worth, because Boss Benny said to us yesterday, Arvo, guys,
yeah.
That was impressive.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
So we're going to form this team.
We do. We do. And I feel like there's no real regulations in the world of whistling. So I think we kind of get a bit of free reign. I'm going to look into creating the Australian Whistling Foundation because I think that because there isn't one, like we'll just make one.
Can I just clarify, is the team going to be just you and I though?
Well, no. We're going to need help from people. Because this is your chance, Golden Valley, to represent your country. What more could you want?
Well, my dad's always said, I've got no tattoos on my body. He said the only tattoo I'm ever allowed to get is the Olympic rings.
Yeah, same. Literally, same. My dad said the same thing.
So if we represent Australia whistling, we have to get tattoos. And you know what? Golden Valley, tomorrow, we want you to get involved. We might open up. Should we start the Federation open up for people to join? Are we allowed to?
Yeah. I don't know. I've got to look at the Federation rules, which we're going to be writing.
Oh, I'm excited.
I love it
this.
When we just get free reign with creativity. So keep listening, Golden Valley, and keep across our socials as well because we'll tell you how you can get involved more through them.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Time for me to let my hair down. I was going to say pants down.
Oh, you can take it all off.
Let's do Turn It Around. I've long said that girls can turn anything around into an argument, even just a simple statement. And so this is my proof of that skill.
Not just girls, you especially are very, very talented.
No, I really have to dig deep for this because I'm not a psycho deep down. We know that.
Well, you seem to do it very easily.
Are we starting yet? Because I'll tear you apart at that one.
Turn that around.
Yeah.
Did you stay up late, Ellie, and watch the budget last night by any chance?
Do you think that I stayed up late because I'm obviously looking tired and emotional today, that I'm obviously like don't want to be here. I didn't get any sleep. Is that what you're saying? Whoa.
Whoa. I was alluding to that, but I didn't expect that response. Woo. Give me a breath.
Yeah, no.
You just actually took it off, but I noticed you're wearing a maroon jacket today. Interesting.
Do you not like the color maroon? Okay, I get it. You're from New South Wales. You go for the blues. Am I not allowed to wear maroon around you just to work, even though it's not even state of origin time?
Don't need to yell. Just an observation I made. Maroon jacket, cool.
Are you so proud of my knowledge of state of origin colours just then?
Good work.
Thanks.
AFL fan, loves rugby league.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you hear about old Bindi Irwin? People are saying she's too nice at the moment.
There's nothing wrong with being too nice. I'm nice. Look at me. Listen to me. I'm the loveliest girl around. People say that about me all the time. So just lay off Bindi.
Do you reckon Bindi Irwin is exactly like you behind closed doors?
100%. With her fiancé, she'd be turning it around all the time.
Well, there is no turning around. Just as soon as the cameras and the limelight are away from her, that's how she is. Because she's too nice every other time.
She's a woman. We're all like this.
What day is it today? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Payday.
Oh, okay. Do you need me to go buy some new clothes or like beauty implements or something? Is that why you're saying, oh, cool, Ellie, you get more money tomorrow. Why don't you go spend it on your appearance?
I mean, I was hinting at that, yeah.
Tell you what, it's hard to make payday a bad thing.
And in case you needed reminding any more times, Monday, today's the third, Monday was April Fool's Day, in case you forgot.
I have not forgotten and I will never forget because you put me through the most stressful 5 minutes of my life when you had an argument in front of me and I wasn't in on the joke and just once again, it's always against me, isn't it?
Poor. You're really the victim, aren't you?
I really am.
Facebook, if you missed that video, because that actually happened, make sure you have a look on the Golden Valley page. You okay? You need a breath?
No, it's good. I reckon I'm good to go till next week now.
You feel good?
Yeah, got that frustration off my chest and now turn it around and come back next Wednesday.
Back to normal early now?
Yeah.
Nothing changes then.
Yeah.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.